And yesterday, Equal Education called on Finance Minister Didumbuweni to reverse major cuts to basic education funding in his maiden term budget speech. Now, it also raised concerns around the budget for school infrastructure this year and next. The Finance Minister granted some of those wishes. Let's get a response now from Equal Education's co-head of research, Hopolang Silebalo. Thank you very much for joining us on the program today, Hopolang. The Finance Minister confirmed, of course, that government is committed to eradicating pit latrines at school and rolling out the free sanitary pad program. Were you happy with that?
Thank you for having me. We were glad to see the minister commit to addressing school infrastructure broadly and the challenge of pit latrines in particular. Our one critique of that would be the fact that the government is appealing the norms and standards judgment that was handed down at the Bisho High Court in late July, that essentially asks for them to implement the norms and standards, and they're fighting this. But on the other hand, they talk about the importance of addressing pit latrines and sanitation challenges. We find that rather ironic, but it is what it is. And with regard to the rollout of sanitary pads in schools, we've been advocating for this for quite a while, particularly in Gauteng. Our critique of this is the fact that the government would like to roll out this program through the equitable share. Now, with an equitable share, the provincial government can essentially do what it wants with the money. So it's not earmarked for that particular program. So we may be adding additional funds to the share, but a province can then decide to redirect it to other programs, which is what we've often seen.
Right.
So we would advocate for something that is earmarked specifically for that purpose, and as well as the adoption of a framework, which hasn't happened but has been in the pipeline for about 4 years now.
So you've also asked for other specific problems to be addressed. For example, decreases to school infrastructure grants by about $7 billion over the median term and a reduced basic education budget. There were no specifics on those issues, though.
Of course. So the minister announced today that about 800 million rand will be redirected to the school infrastructure backlogs grant, which we call a CD. But this doesn't mitigate against the 700 billion that has been reduced over the medium term, which is basically the next 3 years. And we also have to deal with the challenges that the Department of Basic Education and often provincial education departments have in utilizing the funds to meet their deliverables. So we often find that the departments don't meet the targets that they set for themselves. For example, halfway through the year, the Department of Basic Education had to build 50 schools, but so far they've only built 9. It's unlikely that the target of 50 schools will be achieved by the close of this financial year. So issues like that need to be addressed around planning and around implementation as well.
And of course, basic education, sorry to come in there, Hopolang, but speaking about the accelerated school infrastructure delivery initiative, is there any kind of impetus now to ensure that basic education sticks to those targets?
We would hope so with the additional funding of 800 million. Like I said, it's a positive move. It doesn't address the regressions, but it is indeed a positive move. I guess the proof is in the pudding. If the department does meet that target of building 50 schools within this financial year, then we'll know that we're progressing towards eradicating infrastructure backlog. But if we see a pattern that we've basically seen for the last about 5 to 7 years around the slowness of delivering schools, addressing sanitation challenges, water access, then a chance needs to be made.
Thank you so much for speaking to us, Hopolang Silebalo. She is the EE co-head of research.